This is the Sakar Murli of 29th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, your present birth is your most valuable birth. It is in this birth that you have to make effort to become pure and become deities from ordinary human beings. Question. What main virtue do those who call themselves the children of God imbibe? Answer. They live with each other like milk and sugar. They never become like salt water. Body-conscious human beings talk about wrong things and continue to fight and quarrel. You children must not have such habits. Here you have to imbibe divine virtues and reach your karmatit stage. Om Shanti. The Father first says to you children, may you be soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls. No matter what it says in the Gita, etc., all of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. The Father says, I am the ocean of knowledge. I speak this knowledge to you children. What knowledge do I speak? I speak the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, that is, of this drama. This is a study of history and geography. On the path of devotion, no one studies history and geography. They don't even mention it. Sages and holy men sit and study the scriptures. The Father doesn't study any scriptures before speaking this knowledge to you. He makes you into deities from ordinary humans with this study. You come here in order to become deities from ordinary humans. You are human beings, and they too are human beings. People call out to the Father, O Purifier, come. You know that the deities are pure and that all the rest of the human beings who bow down in front of them, their idols, are impure. They consider themselves to be impure and the deities pure. But how did the deities become pure? Who made them pure? No human being knows this. Therefore the Father explains, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to make effort for this. Do not have body consciousness. Souls are imperishable and sanskars are in each soul. Souls take their good and bad sanskars with them. This is why the Father says, now be soul conscious. No one knows about his own soul. The path of darkness begins when the kingdom of Ravan begins and everyone becomes body conscious. The Father sits here and explains, you children now know to whom you have come. You haven't come to this one. I have entered this one. This is his last impure birth of his many births. What type of many births? You have been told that there are pure births for half a cycle and that there are impure births for the other half. Therefore this one is also impure. Brahma doesn't call himself a deity or god. People believe that Prajapita Brahma was a deity. This is why they say salutations to the deity Brahma. The Father explains, Brahma, who was impure, becomes pure in the last of his many births and then becomes a deity. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You are Brahmins. And Brahma is also a Brahmin. who calls him a deity. Brahma is called a Brahmin, not a deity. Even when this Brahma becomes pure, he would still not be called a deity until he becomes Vishnu, which means Lakshmi and Narayan. You are Brahmins. I first make you into Brahmins from Shudras. Then I make you into deities from Brahmins. This present birth of yours is your most valuable one. Even though there is the suffering of karma, the Father says, now consider yourselves to be souls and continue to remember me, the Father. Your sins can only be absolved when you practice this. Your sins can't be absolved by considering yourself to be bodily beings. Souls are not Brahmins. It is only when they have bodies that they become Brahmins, then deities and Shudras, etc. It takes effort to remember the Father. This is also called easy yoga. The Father says, this yoga is very easy. Some of you experience it to be very difficult. You repeatedly forget the Father by becoming body conscious. It takes time to become soul conscious. It's not yet possible for you to become constantly stable in remembrance of the Father, no. If you reach your karmatit stage, you cannot remain in your present bodies. When you souls become completely pure, you will become light and you will instantly leave your bodies. A pure soul cannot remain in an impure body. It is not that this Dada has gone across. He also says, great effort is needed to have remembrance. It is by becoming body conscious that you continue to fight and quarrel and say wrong words. We souls are all brothers, and so nothing can then happen to souls. It is only because of body consciousness that there is confusion. You children now have to become soul conscious. Just as deities live together like milk and sugar, so you too have to live with one another like milk and sugar. Never become like salt water. Body conscious human beings say wrong things and continue to fight and quarrel. You children must not have such habits. Here you have to imbibe divine virtues in order to become deities. You have to reach your karmatit stage. You understand that your body and this world are old and tamopradan. You should have disinterest in old things and old relationships. Renounce all aspects of body consciousness. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. Many children fail in remembrance. They become very clever at explaining this knowledge, but they do need to make a great deal of effort to have remembrance. This is an important examination. Only those who have been devotees for half of this cycle can understand these aspects. Those who went on to the path of devotion later will not understand as much. The Father enters this body and says, I come every 5,000 years. I only come once to play my part in the drama. This is the same confluence age. The war is standing ahead. This drama is one of 5,000 years. What would happen if 40,000 years of the cycle still remained? They say that, even if God comes, they will not renounce the path of the scriptures. They don't even know which God will come after 40,000 years. Some believe that God Krishna will come. As you go further, your name will be glorified. However, you also have to have that stage. You have to live with one another with love. You are God's children. You are remembered as God's helpers. You say we are Baba's helpers in making impure Bharat pure. Baba, we become soul conscious every cycle by following your Srimat, and we have our sins absolved with the power of yoga. The power of yoga is the power of silence. There is the difference of day and night between the power of silence and the power of science. As you make progress, you will receive many visions. Many children had visions in the beginning, and they played those parts. Today they are no longer here. Maya ate them. When you do not stay in yoga, Maya eats you. Since you children know that God is teaching you, you should study with discipline. Otherwise you will claim a very low status and also experience a lot of punishment. They sing, I have been sinful for many births. The kingdom of Ravan does not exist in the golden age. Therefore, how could there be any mention of vice? That is a completely viceless kingdom. That is the kingdom of Rama, and this is the kingdom of Ravan. Everyone at this time is Tamopradhan. Each one of you children should check your stage. Ask yourself, how long do I stay in remembrance of the Father? To what extent have I imbibed divine virtues? The main thing is to look inside to see that you don't have any defects in you. What are my food and drink like? Do I talk about useless things? Do I lie unnecessarily during the day? You sometimes have to lie for the livelihood of your body. When human beings make a donation, they believe that their sins will be absolved. When someone performs good actions, he receives the return of those. When someone opens a hospital, he will receive good health in his next birth. If someone builds a college, he will be able to study well. But how could he atone for his sins? For that, they go and bathe in the Ganges. When someone gives a donation of money, he does receive the return of that in his next birth, but there is no question of his sins being cut away by that. That is simply the give and take of wealth. If it was given in the name of God, then God gave a temporary reward for that. Here you have to become pure. There is no method for you to become pure other than having remembrance of the Father. Pure ones cannot remain in the impure world. People give donations indirectly in the name of God. God says, I have now come personally to make you pure. I am the bestower. I give you the return of what you give me. I do not keep anything for myself. These buildings, etc., are built for you children. Sannyasis build big palaces, etc., for themselves. Here, Shiv Baba doesn't build anything for himself. he says, because your give and take is direct, I give you the return of it in the new world for 21 births. Whatever money you give, it is used for you. I am the bestower on the path of devotion, and I am the bestower now. That is indirect, whereas this is direct. Baba says, whatever money you have, use it to open a center and benefit others. I also open centers. It is you children who give, and it is you children I help. I do not bring money with me. I come and enter this one's body. It is through him that I get my task done. I am not going to go to heaven. All of this is for you. I am abhokta, free from experiencing anything. Neither do I take anything, nor do I say, fall at my feet. I am the most obedient servant of you children. You also understand that he is your mother, your father, brother, friend, your everything. He is incorporeal. You would never say of a guru that he is your mother and father. A guru is called a guru, and a teacher is called a teacher. Whereas you call that one the mother and father. The father says, I come once every cycle. You celebrate Shiv Jayanti every 12 months. But when did Shiv Baba come, and what did he do when he came? No one knows. They don't even know the occupations of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, because they have removed Shiv Baba from the top of that image. Shiv Baba is Karan Karavanhar. He acts through Brahma. You children also know how Baba enters this one's body and shows you what to do in a practical way. He himself tells this one, you must also do it like this. First study well. Remember the Father and imbibe divine virtues. Just as that one's soul speaks, so this one says, I also remember Baba. It is as though Baba is with me. It is now in your intellects that you are going to become the masters of the new world. Therefore your behavior, as well as your food and drink, should change. You have to renounce the vices. You have to reform yourselves here. Each of you will take birth in an elevated family when you leave your body, according to how much you reform yourself. Families are also number-wise. Here too some belong to very good families. 4 to 5 brothers live together, and they don't even fight or quarrel. You children now understand that you are going to a land of immortality, where death cannot eat you. There is no question of fear. Here fear continues to grow day by day. You will not be able to go out. You also know that scarcely a few will study this knowledge. Some can understand it very well, and even write that it is very good. Such children will also definitely come. A kingdom has to be established. Very little time remains. The father gives a lot of praise to the effort-making children who race ahead on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The main aspect is remembrance. It is by having this remembrance that all of your old accounts are settled. Some children write to Baba and say, Baba, I sit in remembrance for this many hours every day. Then Baba thinks that that one is a great effort maker. You do have to make effort. This is why the father says, do not fight or quarrel with each other. That is what animals do. To fight and quarrel is body consciousness. You defame the father's name by doing that. It is of the father that it is said that anyone who defames the Satguru cannot reach the destination. However, the sadhus have applied that to themselves. Women are afraid of them in case they are cursed by them. You now understand that you are changing from human beings into deities. You are listening to the true story of immortality. You say, we come to this study place, Patjala, in order to claim the status of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. This is not said anywhere else. We now have to return home. The main effort needed for this is remembrance. You have had no remembrance for half a cycle. You now have to have remembrance in this one birth. This is the effort that you must make. You have to have remembrance and imbibe divine virtues. However, there is 100-fold punishment for any sinful acts you perform. You have to make effort and make yourself progress. It is the soul who studies through his body and becomes a barrister or a surgeon. The status of Lakshmi and Narayan is very elevated. Later on you will receive many visions. You are the elevated Brahmins who belong to the highest clan. You are those shown holding the discus of self-realization. You heard this knowledge a cycle ago too. You are once again listening to this knowledge. You claim a status by listening. Later, this knowledge will disappear. All of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Check yourself and ask, how long do I stay in remembrance of the Father? To what extent have I imbibed divine virtues? Are there any defects in me? Are my food, drink, activity and behavior royal? Do I talk about useless things? Do I tell lies? 2. In order to increase your chart of remembrance, practice considering yourselves to be souls, brothers. Stay away from body consciousness. Make time to make your stage constant and stable. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya and one with a right to self-sovereignty, and make the five elements and the five vices your servants. In the Golden Age, the maids hold the trail of the royal costumes of the world emperor and world empress. In the same way, at the Confluence Age, you children must remain decorated with the dress of your titles of conquerors of Maya, and one with the right to self-sovereignty. The five elements and the five vices will then hold your dress from behind. That is, they will move along and be subservient to you. For this, tighten your dress of titles with the belt of determination, be decorated with the sets of different costumes and ornaments, and stay with the Father. Those vices and elements will then be transformed and become your cooperative companions. Slogan: become lost in the experience of the virtues and powers that you describe. Experience is the greatest authority. Avyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. By considering yourself to be combined with the Father, the Almighty Authority becomes your companion. You will therefore no longer have any thought of having a perishable companion. Just as darkness cannot remain in front of the sun, so too no wasteful thought of Maya can stay in front of the Almighty Authority. Any enemy first of all isolates you before he attacks you. Therefore, never be alone. Om Shanti.